Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. My name's Graham. I'll be your host today. This is a live call-in show. It's all about you. What's on your mind? Give us a call, 503-325-0010, and check in. Lots going on in the world, lots to talk about, lots to work towards, lots to achieve. I'm going to start with a memorial for Dave Kruger, Clatsop Community College professor, avid kayaker and boater. He built his own boat, a 19-foot bartender, very well known in the community. He was a KMUN board member, treasurer, lived in Astoria for at least 40 years, very involved with the radio station, all the way back to the very beginning. Our condolences go to his partner, Becky Smith, his son Ian, and his ex-wife, Belinda. I'm going to go through just a few words that I've found on Facebook. Some enduring memories of Dave include the Peter Pan Market, Three Cups Coffee House, Dave in shorts and sweat socks, a big smile and a warm greeting. So genuine and authentically unique. Clatsop Community College was lucky to have him for so many years. He'll be missed so much. Dave had that investigative quest for finding answers and taking time to enjoy this special planet. He was such a good man. Conversations with Dave were always stimulating and enlightening. He'll be missed. Dave, your wit, insightfulness, and friendship will be sorely missed. Sending love to all of Dave's loved ones. We had a caller and we lost a caller. You're welcome to call back. I might go ahead and let Emily answer the phones and transfer them in, just in case you're calling to make a pledge, rather than to call and join the conversation. Did you know Dave? Would you like to let the community know what you thought of him? You can do that during today's show. The next thing that I'd like to memorialize is how things used to be. How things used to be on KMUN. Before the pandemic, there was a lot more humanity on the radio. And I know that that's been missed. But it's still there. I've been listening to evening jazz. I've been listening to morning classics. I've been listening to locally produced public affairs. Almost our entire schedule is still full of local community members making radio. They may not be making it live in the studio, but it's just a few days before. And they're still with us. They're still with you. And it's been difficult for everyone. It's been difficult for the staff to figure out how to do this. It's been difficult for programmers to learn new skills. Not everyone has been able to step up and make homegrown programming, and we mourn the loss of those voices from our airwaves, but I am optimistic and confident that everyone will return. We just have to be patient. I'd like to thank the listeners and the volunteers and the staff for being patient during this time. It's not easy doing what we're doing, and I know that everyone's making sacrifices and learning new ways to do things. Maybe you'd like to call in and talk about what some of those challenges you've faced have been. Maybe you want to call in and talk about what's going on politically. Maybe you want to call in and talk about what's going on with social justice. So just a reminder, please be patient. Things will go back to the old normal someday on the radio station. And in the meantime, we're doing our very best. And we do miss you. And if you're in the lobby answering phones, press the patch one button to transfer them into the air room. Here's some updates on our programming. We've been busy. Lots of changes have happened. On Monday, we're featuring a show called Rural Roots Rising. That's fourth Mondays. Soul Serenade is in the afternoon on Mondays. Audio Aftermath in the evenings from 10 to midnight. Tuesday, we've got Coast Range Radio, second and fourth Tuesdays. This is a really neat show, and I hope that you heard it. I hope you heard it this week. It was an amazing episode about forestry and the problems with education around forestry. That was very enlightening. That's something that folks have encouraged me to talk about on this show, and I wish I was more of a specialist on the subject. I'm going to whip through the rest of these, and then we're going to go to our caller who's patiently waiting. Starting September 16th, that's in just a couple of weeks, the conversation is going to move to Wednesdays. So if you've been enjoying listening to this show on Fridays, I hope your Monday mornings are free. And the good news there is we're moving to a one-hour format. Bioneers isn't going to go away. It's going to move over here to Fridays. And Talk of Our Towns is not going away. Although Donna is paring back on the commitment of doing a show every week, she's going to start making a show once a month. And we are absolutely open to applications for folks who would like to start hosting Talk of Our Towns. This is a signature show for KMUN, and we'd like to see it continue. Talk of Our Towns will move to first Thursdays. DJ Kano has been entertaining us on Thursday afternoons, alternating with DJ The L.I.M. on Sonic Sunspot. Bee's House. Did you check it out last night, 6 to 8 p.m.? Some of the best funk I've heard in a while. Upfront Soul is alternating with Bee's House. Late Night with Tony Baldwin. He's sending us programs from across the pond. I believe he lives in France. Thanks, Tony, for being a K-Mooney from afar. So I mentioned Bioneers will move to Fridays. In place of Caribbean Moon, we've got a new show called Afropop Worldwide, which is an incredible show, high production value, very educational, and amazing music. Saturday, Under the Radar's back, and The Niche with Nick. The Nick with Nick. The Niche with Neek. So that's just a few of our programming updates. Let's go to our caller. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Graham. This is Jim Roberts. I used to host that Stuck in the 60s every now and then when I was a programmer down there.
Right.
And I must say, I really like Hermit Radio. They do a fine, fine job of bringing that psychedelic stuff back for us.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. I don't know if the station has to pay for that or not, but it's money well spent, if that's true.
Call 503-325-0010 and support programming like The Hermit.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for doing this. This is really cool, man.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for the call.
You bet, Graham. Take care.
503-325-0010. It's your turn to call and check in. One of the other things that I was going to call for comments today on is the radio station itself. I'd like to hear about who you're missing right now. I'd like to hear about what you're really enjoying right now. I think Coast Range Radio is at the top of my list for new programs. Indigify, Tuesdays from 3 to 4, has been amazing. What do you think? Are there any homegrown programmers who you're especially digging right now? Or are there any voices from the past that you're especially missing? I know one of those voices that we miss as a staff and volunteers, K-Moonies, the K-Moonies community, and listeners at large, miss Wayne Downing. We miss him a great deal, and we'd love to see him get on the homegrown programming train. There are so many others, though, so give us a call. What do you love about KMUN? What do you miss about the old pre-pandemic KMUN? We can mourn a little bit. It's one of those kind of days, even though the sun is shining. Here's a couple more station updates. Many of you have gotten used to using Radio Free America, which is a two-week archive of all of our in-house music produced shows. Here's the deal with music shows on the radio. We license the music for broadcast, and that's once. That's one airing of a song. If we were to put it up permanently on our website, we're not paying for that kind of licensing on that music. But there is a loophole that allows us to keep it up for 2 weeks. And so that was the service that Radio Free America was providing. Radio Free America just recently folded, and so we've lost our two-week archives. But there are other companies who are stepping up and trying to figure out how to fill that gap. And so we're waiting patiently for the two-week archive to return, and as soon as that opportunity arises, we will bring it back and we'll let you know that that happened. Board elections are coming up. We're going to have our annual member meeting, though it's going to be a little different than usual. It'll be virtual. It'll be a Zoom member meeting. We've got two candidates. There are four open positions. Two of our incumbents are running again. We had a caller and then we lost him again. Call back, 503-325-0010. If you'd like to submit a letter of intent to run for the board of directors, it's due. I'm going to try this again. Caller, are you there? Okay. We'll wait for them to call back. Letters of intent to run for the board are due September 15th. You can send those by email. Oh, we've got our caller. Send them by email to board@coastradio.org. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Graham. I was listening to your introduction, and I'll tell you, the station is a bit of sanity for me. I feel much more connected to the community and world as a whole listening to the station. What else did I want to say? The programming's great. I'll have to rearrange my week so I can get in Wednesday.
I hope you can.
Yeah. But anyhow, I think what's going on with the station is just wonderful, this reach out and reorganization. And even though it's been tough for folks, a real value is coming in across the air all the way to Washington.
You know, I spoke with Paul here on the phone yesterday, and he was kind enough to renew his membership. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks to everyone who's renewed their membership or become a new member so far. And you were mentioning a couple of your favorites, like Margarita, right?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, we get a lot of positive feedback about Margarita's work, always educational, entertaining.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Any other favorites off the top of your head?
Oh, Michael McCusker.
Michael McCusker, yeah, he's one of a kind.
I call him Michael McBummer, but I love him.
I'm sure he would appreciate that.
I'm sure he would. Yeah, there's just many, many good programs, and I turn the station on in the morning, and I have other things to do, but I keep listening to it through the day, and I feel really connected to the world. I'm getting education I wouldn't otherwise have had.
There's a little something for everyone on KMUN.
I think so. There's this one show, I call it Cooking with Giggles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful. They're so much fun to listen to.
So many treasures in the community and on this station.
Yes. I just wanted to call and thank you very much, and keep on keeping on.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
All right. Take care.
So in case I didn't get all of that information out about board elections, your letter of intent is due September 15th. You can email it to board@coastradio.org, or you can mail it to P.O. Box 269, Astoria, Oregon, 97103. The board is responsible for fundraising, policymaking, and fiscal oversight. The 501c3 that runs KMUN is called the Tillicum Foundation, and Tillicum means people or family in the Chinook language. And we're proud to hold that name as we operate on native land. A couple other station updates as we're waiting for those phones to ring. Maybe I should cut to music. That always seems to work. And if you're just tuning in, this is The Conversation. 503-325-0010. We'd love to hear from you. Wanted to remind you that our new website is live, coastradio.org. We went for as clean of a look and function as possible, and we're pretty happy with it so far. Oop, we've got another call. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Graham. It's Jen Crockett, one of the board members of KMUN.
Wow. Hello, Jen.
Hey, I was listening, and I heard you talking about letters of intent, and I thought I would chime in to challenge listeners that maybe have never served on a board before but feel strongly about the organization to submit a letter of intent. I know this is my first board that I have served on, and it's a well-run board. Jack Harris is a great president, and I have learned a lot, and it's really been an educational experience, and it's been really fun to make such an impact in an organization.
Group decision-making is not easy, but it is really rewarding when you are working with a good group like the Tillicum Foundation Board.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a great sort of entry level. If you have been thinking about joining a board or learning more about it, if you are a young person or if you are retired folks, really there's room for everyone on the board.
And did you want to stay on the line so I can transfer you back to Emily to give her your credit card number?
Yes,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You're a member in good standing. I know this.
No, that's a good, I will. That's a, you're a good asker. I'll do that.
Okay. How about you just call back? Cause that sounds like too much.
Sounds good.
As good as I am with the tech, I'm might be beyond my limits at this point.
That's great, Graham. Thanks so much for your work. Programming is awesome, and you guys have done a really great job.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Given the current situation.
It's not easy, but we're doing our best.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Goodbye.
Jennifer Crockett, Executive Director of the Liberty Theater, station supporter, and board member. Answer the call to become a board member. Next caller, you're on the air. Hi, go ahead.
Would that be me?
That's you, sir.
Oh, okay. Since you broached the subject about programs that are outstanding, Marguerite Calamore is such an asset with Sonidos Latinos. I actually changed my schedule around to make sure I never miss that program. She has an impeccable taste in music, and she never over-explains. She just lets the music explain, and then she sets us up for it. The other thing is that I've been cut off from going to church because of my medical condition, and the Sunday program that you have at noon is Gospel Train.
Yeah, the Gospel Train.
Yeah, it's an outstanding program, a really good taste in music. I hope you hang on to those great programs, which are, I guess Gospel Train is not local.
We produce that program. We do, yeah.
We do.
That's
oh
us.
Oh, my God, more feathers in our bonnet. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then even earlier on a Sunday, you've got The World of Bach, which is akin to going to church to listen to the music of J.S. Bach.
It really is. It really is. And it's a wonderful thing that for those of us who are being isolated at this time, that the programming, especially the music, is just a great, great asset. Thanks for keeping that going.
Can I ask you your name? Your voice sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah, I've called in before, and I'm a friend of Jim Roberts, so that's probably why the voice is
so. So you're on the Washington side of the river.
I'm above Kathlamet, yeah. That's how I get to know Jim.
Well, shout out to Wakayakum County. We've got a new CAB member coming into the fold who really wants to increase our coverage of Washington politics. And so we hope to serve you even better in the coming months and years.
Yeah, I've campaigned on behalf of that in the past because we have programs over here for seniors, and I've always asked KMUN to show up and have a table there, and they have. And this is the strongest station that we have, and it's local.
Yeah.
Unlike that station out of Portland that calls itself Oregon Public Broadcasting, which is actually Portland Public Broadcasting, you guys are really serving us, and I so much appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the report card, and we hope to even do better in the future.
Oh, good. That's a great thing.
Thanks a lot for the call.
You bet. Take care.
Bye. Well, that was a nice call. We love hearing from you. 503-325-0010. We've got another caller. Hi, go ahead.
Sure. I'm a avid listener, and I want to give congratulations to all the programmers from 10 to 12 and 1 to 3. Always great music, always varied, but don't forget the great music on Saturday. You got Crossroads. Don't forget Country Swing,
yeah. The
best country swing around.
Oh, man. We love getting feedback like this.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes I listen to the news, sometimes I don't. I always try and listen to this call-in on Fridays at 9:30. I like to get my 2 cents out there because there are not enough places to get 2 cents out there.
Is this your first time calling, or have you called in
Heck
before?
No, I've called many times before.
Right on. We'll keep calling.
Yeah, and I keep sending in the money.
All right. Thank you
Bye.
So much. Bye. It's our fall pledge drive, and if you appreciate the programming on the stations of Coast Community Radio, give us a call, go to the website, send us a check in the mail. Lots of ways to do it. 503-325-0010 is the number this morning to get on the air, or after 10 o'clock to call in with your pledge. Going on with some station updates, besides the website being live, the new translators for Wheeler and Cannon Beach have arrived and will be installed soon, and South Astoria. So upgrades up and down the radio station. The new KCPB console has arrived. And so when we start having live programmers and radio class again, we will be ready for that. And speaking of KCPB, I can't remember if it was the last caller or the caller before that mentioned loving the music on KMUN. But it's not just music, it's news as well. And news is a tough one these days. We've got NPR News, we've got Democracy Now!, we've got alternative radio. We try to be balanced, we try to be fair. That's what good journalism is. But if you don't love what comes on from 4 to 6 on KMUN, I highly encourage you to switch over to our sister station, KCPB. KCPB is on 90.9 in the Astoria and Peninsula area. And the broadcast radius is not as far as KMUN, but you can get it on the website at coastradio.org or with the TuneIn app. We made a schedule change on KCPB that made the music continue. So from 1 to 3, we've got music. From 3 to 4, we've got exploring music. And then from 4 to 6, we've got even more music. And so if Democracy Now! Isn't your thing, switch over and listen to classical music. It'll ease your mind. It's what I consider mental health radio. Okay, thanks to Jen for donating. You're the best, Jen. We appreciate you. That's a good comment. We do have a caller on line two. Hey, there you are. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm on there.
Yeah, that's you.
Sure. Anyway, you mentioned something earlier about Wayne Downing.
Yeah.
And you know what? I know he's been off the air for quite a while now. And I loved his show, In the Mood.
Yeah.
And I need to ask a question. Is there, what is wrong? Is Wayne okay? I think I missed part of the beginning of when you first came on.
Wayne is okay. He's just one of the voices that we've missed since the pandemic hit.
So he just came. Oh, okay.
It just hasn't been. It hasn't been possible
for the pandemic.
Yeah, that and you know the remote recording equipment is
right.
It's not like it just does it for you. It's not that easy to use or learn, and so not everyone has been able to get on board with it.
Oh boy!
Despite our best efforts and despite the work of Marianne from the show known as Cooking with Giggles.
I know she's a big force.
Yeah, but she's been the one passing around the gear and helping train programmers so that I can keep writing grants and doing taxes and payroll and all the manager type stuff. And so she's been a blessing and a godsend.
I'm a member, so I send to you guys all the time. I really do miss In the Mood, and I hope he comes back one of these days.
Well, that's one of the things that we can patiently look forward to, I hope.
Oh, good.
Wayne also did a fantastic Stuck in the 60s as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I love that one, too.
Well, thanks for the call, and thanks for supporting the station.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Another caller. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Thanks for being there, Graham, and thanks to all our homegrown radio folk and all the people who have already gotten accolades. I wanted to give an honor to Dave Kruger. He was a great joy. He was a programmer here for years, and then I worked with him on the board, this Carol, and it was... Dave always had stories to tell, and I had not heard of his passing, so that was a hard one. But we do have a couple of celebrations today, KMUN people. Speaking of board members, Lisa Smith has a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
And also Norma Hernandez. Feliz cumpleaños to you, too.
Feliz cumpleaños.
And also just want to mention the today is the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington, the moment for the dream, Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. So thanks to everybody, and looking forward. Stay healthy. L'chaim.
Thanks for the call, Carol.
And money coming your way.
Thank you. Stay tuned for Carol later at 3 with Arts Live and Local through the magic of parking lot radio. I'm glad that Carol brought up the March on Washington. Maybe that should have been the focus of today's show, because there's a new March on Washington, and that's today. And so I hope that you will send positive thoughts for a more equitable and just future. I admire the work that the protesters are doing, and hopefully that the legislators are doing, the police unions are doing to clean up their act. It's a tough world right now. It's hard to keep things in focus. 503-325-0010. Check in with us. Let me know how you're handling the pandemic. Are you getting through okay? I mentioned a few things about the station. Here's a couple more. We've upgraded our internet service to provide more reliable remote broadcasts for our news team. That's Joanne Rideout and Kathleen Morgain. Joanne broadcasts from an undisclosed location in Astoria, and Kathleen from an undisclosed location in Skamakaway, Washington. We've got a pretty kraken news team. We're all really proud of them. They're working incredibly hard to keep you up to date with what's going on in the world. And if you support the station, give us a call, 503-325-0010. It's our fall pledge drive. And here's maybe a little known secret. It's actually costing us more money to broadcast in a pandemic than less. We haven't been furloughing employees. We can't do that and stay on the air. We've expanded our news staff's hours. We've expanded our capacity with internet. We've expanded our programming that we purchase from other sources. All of those things add up to the need for your support. And this is our fall pledge drive. We've got a goal of $50,000. We're at about $9,000 now. Oh, gosh. I was just about ready for that person. And so this pledge drive is a little different than the old ones. You know, we used to come on the air for 7 to 10 days and just beat the drum hard and fast and long until we hit our goal. And we would average about $7,000 a day. And so that's how we would time our drives. And so if we've been doing this for 10 days and we're at less than $10,000, that means that this drive's going to go on for 7 times longer than the old drives. I don't think we can do this for 49 weeks, y'all. Or no, 49 days. Oof, math. Not my strong suit. Okay, our caller's back. You're on the air. Are you there?
A couple of people that I've been missing are Retta Christie.
Oh, and, Retta, yeah.
And your jazz program has diversified in the last few weeks, and I really appreciate that.
Great. Yeah.
And Susie McCleary.
Oh, gosh. Susie.
I know that other folks are Jerry Middall and stuff are doing a good job with filling in, but I sure miss her music and her commentary.
This is true. You know, Susie's one of those people that's being patient, and she's still helping out around the Tillicum House with the garden, keeping the flowers blooming and finding lots of deer-resistant plants to keep the Tillicum House looking nice. So she's still around, she's still with us, and she'll be back soon. But thank you for the shout-out to Susie.
Great. Thank you, Graham, and to all the programmers and great people with KMUN.
Thanks for the call. Just want to say one last time how much I appreciate the KMUN crew. It's a good crew. And that includes you, the listener. And this is an investment in the community. And I think we do a lot of good things. One last thing I'll mention is our new Promos for Nonprofits program. If you are involved with a nonprofit that needs volunteers, then send us an email to susan@coastradio.org and we will promote your nonprofit for free. Thanks to the business community. Our business sponsors come at many different levels. You can be an underwriter and have air spots. You could have a underwriter that plays before the web stream starts. Or you can just be what we call a business member and show the community that your business supports this station.